And now, it's back to Mandy Wiener on the Midday Report.
This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
12:44 on the Midday Report. We've been speaking about what the President said yesterday about the national state of disaster, what Fikile Mbalula, the ANC SG, said today. And there also are reports that we could be seeing a cabinet reshuffle. We have been waiting all of 2023, that's a whole month now, for a cabinet reshuffle. A story in the Business Day newspaper today saying that how Ramaphosa's cabinet reshuffle plans are unfolding. The ANC Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, will be sworn in as an MP this week. That paves the way for him to become the head of government business. All of this amid speculation that David Mabuza has indicated a willingness to resign as the Deputy President of South Africa. Hajra Omarji is the political editor at Business Day. Hajra, good afternoon to you. So what are you hearing about a cabinet reshuffle? When is this going to happen?
Good afternoon, Mandy. To your first point, if you don't put pressure on the president, we could be waiting forever as our crime, as our economic situation continues to deepen into crisis. Now, what we are hearing is that the president is applying his mind. The ANC, the governing party, expects a reshuffle as there are vacancies in the national executive. 2 weeks ago, when I checked with those in close proximity to the president, he was considering moving Gwede Mantashe as energy minister, as the minister of finance. Public enterprises and energy need to work closer together, and they don't seem to be on the same page. Last week, when I checked, there was a climb down from that position. Everyone I spoke to who the president asked about the reshuffle last week, his only question to them was whether or not they think he could remove Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, cooperative governance minister. However, always a sign of an impending reshuffle is major changes to the ANC list or the ANC seats in parliament, and we expect those to happen, some of those to happen this week.
And significantly, two ANC MPs resigned yesterday, and that is Mervin Dirks and Chilitsi Munyai. So they've, because they've resigned, there are two vacancies, which means that Paul Mashatile and Sihle Zikalala, who's also expected to resign from the provincial executive, could go into parliament. So it looks like everything, the foundations are being laid for this to happen.
Yeah, so the ANC in Gauteng last week nominated Mashatile. The ANC in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday nominated Sihle Zikalala. It puts them on the top of the list. It is only because we saw, and I'm not sure why this was kept so secret, because we've never had a possible deputy president being sworn in kept secret before, except with the exception of when Desmond Goyen was made finance minister in that midnight reshuffle a couple of years ago. We saw correspondence from the Speaker's office to the ANC yesterday, which confirmed that Mashatile would be sworn in as an MP.
Okay.
Now, what I find strange, Mandy, is that it's clear to, I think, most South Africans, and I think it's clear to most of the ANC, given the performance in their own polling that they've done on South Africans, that a major shakeup is required. But at present, there's only two vacancies in Parliament. Does that mean we're going to get a minor shakeup and the President is just going to fill vacancies? Or is he going to do what is needed to get the country back on track? If not, he could seal the ANC's fate in 2020.
Well, this is the great question, right? Is Ramaphosa going to be the action man? Can he be decisive? Hajra, just lastly, before you go, what's the deal with David Mabuza? Has he resigned? Is he out? Or does he just not want to be in politics anymore?
Well, who would have thought it? David Mabuza has done what is in the national interest, and he's offered his resignation. But it is up to the president to accept that resignation. We are all waiting on President Ramaphosa. He does not like to be divisive because he saw the trouble that got former President Mbeki and former President Zuma into. He likes to apply his mind. However, the clock is ticking. And essentially, the ANC will pay the ultimate price. in 2024.
Mm. Hajra, thank you very much. Hajra Omarji is the political editor at Business Day, having a look at when we can expect this reshuffle. And also, what is the president going to do? Is he just going to make minor changes? He's just going to fill the transport portfolio. Is he going to move Gwede Mantashe? Is he going to do anything drastic? Will he get rid of Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma as cooperative government minister? Bearing in mind, of course, we're now facing a state of disaster again, and we know how she went against the ANC last year in that vote of regarding Palapala. And also, will he act against Lindiwe Sisulu? Will he act decisively?